Thursday evening, Wasatch and Summit County Councils and staff met in a joint meeting in Midway to discuss shared issues in the area. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis briefed the Summit County Council on the latest with the Extel development and the Greater Military Installation Development Area, or MIDA, in the county. Davis explained the complicated process where MIDA will collect the large majority of taxes from the property. MIDA keeps the taxes to improve infrastructure within their area, but Wasatch County is compensated for services that they are currently and yet will provide. For example, collecting trash and policing the area.
We have received the application for the first permit for the MIDA Hotel, and that hotel is over $100 million, I believe. And we just started with all the reviews stuff on it. See, we are providing those services, and we're being compensated for that. So the county is receiving things back. I don't want that misled. But we are receiving compensation for the work we're providing. What we're not getting are the taxes that are going to come with it. We get some other amenities.
As the area begins to be built out, affordable housing is another key component of the development.
We're allowing the first phases of these other developments to go before the affordable housing is built, but they won't get any further entitlement until affordable housing is built. Probably not next year, but the following year, we'll probably hit that point where that affordable housing has to be built.
In addition to the 140 rental units, the hotel near the mountains will also be providing workforce housing. Although the number of units isn't finalized, around 95,000 square feet will be made available. Wasatch County also reported on their role as part of the Wasatch Transit Study, with Davis and his Summit County counterpart, Tom Fisher, exchanging similar ideas.
I can't get workers to work in Wasatch County, so I want buses to Orem Provo area. And the ski resorts want to be able to move buses from Midway Heber to Park City and in between because they can't get their workers.
You're describing our exact problem
with our jazz system. I think why we're trying to bring this together to a degree is we recognize that we have commonalities here, that maybe working together we do a better job together than we do separately trying to attack these things.
Summit County officials emphasized the great opportunity for Wasatch County to build their transit system while there's still land available at convenient locations. Connecting the two issues, the council talked about the creation of a transit center off the Mayflower exit in the MIDA area.
I know there's great support from MIDA on this, and we will have funding, which is a great tool to have. When you have segmented funding already identified, that really helps. It's much harder when you're pulling at the corners of your general fund or things like that, but we have dedicated funding. I think we have a good formula for success here.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.